Okay, Jim, we'd like you to leave it in the configuration you found it in for a few minutes, because that'll allow us to verify that that's where the leak was. Over.
Okay, I'm going to open the valve again.
Roger, thank you. I tell you, that's good news if that's what it is, man.
Understood on your first... Okay, on that first step that you read, you said if leak stops, to close both dump valves.
Roger, that's affirmed. In other words, if we see that the leak has stopped here on the ground, we will then ask you to close both dump valves and also verifying the urine QD. And if the leak in the cabin, now if the cabin is completely isolated, continues to hold, we'll then ask you to open the hatch valves one at a time to verify that the hatch valves are not going to leak, or which hatch valve is leaking in the open position. Now some of that will be not indicated if indeed it is the urine QD that's capped. You copy, Jim?
Okay. Yes, we understand.
Roger, and we'd like to verify right now, just quickly, that the descent O2 is closed and the urine receptacle is back in its original configuration. Over.
That's verified.
Roger, let's just stand by here for a couple of minutes and we'll see what the ground has to tell us.
Bob, as long as we're talking about consumables, what are you showing down there for water? Because we're reading about 60% on descent 1 and 2 now.
Stand by, Jim. We've got to read our decals down here, too.
Bob, you did copy my question about the water quantity?
Roger, Jim, and we're having to read our decals down here, too. It'll take us a minute. We'll be right back with you. Jim, we have an answer for you on your water gauge problem. The 60 that you're seeing indeed corresponds to a true 70%, which indeed is the number that we were expecting to see. Over.
Okay, fine, Bob. Thank you.
And Hadley Base, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Bob.
Raj, it looks like your descent tanks are holding up very nicely. Your cabin's falling slightly, as you may have noticed already on your meters. We'd like you to take the urine receptacle off the hose and then put the QD cap on after you remove the urine receptacle, over, and then we'll... After you've done this, we will watch the cabin for a little bit longer to see that it stops also. Over.
Okay, that should work. Okay, the urine receptacle is off, and the other QD is installed.
Roger. We're standing by to watch what comes off down here in the ground. And Jim will be sitting here in this configuration about 5 minutes to watch the cabin again.
Roger.
It looked like you were getting pretty good sleep there for a while, Jim.
Say again, Bob.
Roger, it looked like you were getting a pretty good sleep there.
Best sleep I've had on the flight.
Now, Roger, how is Dave doing?
Just fine, Bob. I was way sound asleep when you gave us a call.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Oh, that's okay. Let's get the problem squared away.
Yeah, I figured we lost a little bit of sleep down here on the ground tonight. I couldn't even fall asleep with my console.
That is amazing.
Roger, Jim, if you're ready to copy then, T21 is 188.3048. A negative, that should be a 118. I guess you'd gather that. T22 is 120.2900. T23, 122.2710. T24, 124.2521. T25, 126.2332. T26, 128.2144. T27, 130.1954. Over.
Okay, Bob, I'll give you a quick readback on there on that 118.3048, 120.2900, 122.2710. 124.2521,
126.2332,
128.2144, and 130.1954.
Roger, good read back, Jim.
And if you have the consumables update, I'll take that too.
Roger, Jim, we're ahead of ourselves there.
Okay, not no rush.
And Falcon, Houston over. We believe that we are very strongly convinced finally down here that that indeed solves the problem. You can go back to descent 02 open. And we'd like to suggest that the procedure when using that particular device from now on will be to remove the receptacle when you're finished and cap it in the, as we've just done. Over.
Well, that's good news, Bob. We'll do that. And, the sleeping is really good up here, and if you all ever see another little problem like that, why, we'd be only too happy to roll over and take care of it. I think, as a matter of fact, we'd even sleep better if we knew that you wouldn't mind waking us.
Rog, you can sleep better because now you know I can wake you up anyway. The thing didn't drop out of here, apparently, Dave.
Oh, no, I made sure of that.
And you guys have about 22 minutes left if you want to go back to sleep again.
Well, I'll tell you, we probably could. We were just talking it over, and both of us slept just as well in here as we do at home.
Well, frankly, Dave, it's your guys' option. If you want to lay down and take a little morning snooze while the rest of us keep working down here, that's your option. I'm not sure that we're talking about starting the EVA early. I think that was kind of agreed upon before we start on time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to start the EVA early. We'll stick to the timeline, but I think we'll take advantage of the extra little bit of time here to keep getting organized. It takes a little while to settle down and get a system here for living to be efficient. I think we can make good use of the time.
Okay, you're the boss.
Well, we both feel pretty well rested at this point, and we'll just munch along here at a nice easy pace and hopefully be all ready for the time it's time to go out.
Okay, and when you're ready, you can give me a call when you're ready for some updates, particularly concerning EVA planning, and I'll have a few good words to pass you then when it's convenient.
Okay, we'll get breakfast cooking here and give you a call.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 116 hours, 5 minutes. As you heard, that oxygen problem was traced to an open urine dump valve, has now been corrected, and the problem solved. We'll continue to stand by live.
Houston, Hadley Base, we've got another little question here on your questioning last night during the Pliss recharge of the water. You seem to have had some question as to whether we ran 5 minutes or not, and I wonder if you had any indication we got less than a full charge on the Pliss.
Okay, Dave, stand by. I'll check